abstract, rulers on the beat, women all around the globe, the world, you gotta follow me, change your history, categories, different.
Okay, and we're back today with a returning guest to talk about something that we both feel very, very passionate about.
Very.
What are we talking about today?
I'm talking about the the overuse of the telephone.
The overuse of the telephone.
For speaking purposes, not for texting purposes.
What sort of fueled this? It was the article on online.
No, yeah. That didn't fuel it. It just reaffirmed that what I have always, or what I've been thinking of late, which is that people call you liberally too much.
People call you as in you
as in
personally?
as me personally. Okay. Yes.
So I'm gonna pull up this page real quick and go over a few of the things that they talked about. The 10 things that you should not be calling for. You should probably look it up yourself as a reader at home, but they're all pretty accurate, I'd say. There's 10 of them. A lot of them involves calling for no reason, calling just to call.
Calling when you actually want to ask a favor, but then there's these stupid pleasantries that you have to go through first, and it's kind of lame and obvious, and then you kind of, and then you go, and then they dive right in with the favor that they want to ask.
How many phone calls would you say you get a day?
A
like
lot.
Personal phone calls.
my phone, I probably get like maybe like 15 phone calls a day.
15 phone calls a day.
And it's funny because these are from people who know my phone habits. Like they know I'm not picking up and yet they still try.
What do they keep calling for?
Just, you know, sometimes it's for a legitimate reason, but then they know that if I don't pick up, then they'll text me and be like, you know, hey, I need to ask you an important question, and then I'll call them back. But a lot of times it's just to shoot the shit, and
I personally hate shooting the shit.
I am with you. I just don't, there's no need for it. Like, if I haven't spoken to you in a while, then that's different. Then you need to catch up. But if we talk on, like, an almost daily or we, like, text, or we IM, or whatever, on a daily basis, then I don't really, what do we need to shoot the shit about?
I think the other thing is that the caveat is that we're actually both phone people. Like, we used to be phone people.
Yes, I was a huge telephone talker, like hours on the phone. But it's not time efficient. And now, like, it's so much more efficient to text or to be on the internet and kind of do an instant message, and then you can do other things at the same time and get rid of, like, the awkward pauses and the you can just basically answer each other's questions when you want to, and you don't have to feel the need to be pressured to be on the phone for that 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever.
Okay, so let's go through the hierarchy of how you prefer to be contacted.
Okay.
Like, number one, like,
text me.
Text you.
Mm-hmm.
And you will respond.
I am like, my phone is like glued to my hip. If you text me, I'm getting that text. Like,
but you stating that is a problem, because if it's glued to your hip, that means you obviously have the phone next to you.
Well, they know I have the phone next to me. I just don't want to talk to you. I don't need to talk to you because it's like 15 minutes of my time. Like, I mean, I don't want to say wasted, but it's like, I don't need to spend 15 minutes going through, you know,
Something.
Just when I know that there's like an agenda, or there's, you know, there's like one or two reasons that you're calling me, we can just handle it over text.
Don't you think it's cumbersome to keep on texting back and forth?
No,
and
I'm
ding,
a really
ding,
fast
ding. Okay, so you're okay with that?
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay,
with that.
So let's say texting doesn't work, and then should they move on to email?
Yes, because then I'm usually online too, in some way or another, like either on my phone or on my laptop, and so you can either IM me or if I'm visible,
you hide.
Not always, but some, like, if I'm trying to get something done and I know people are going to be inundating me with messages, then I hide. But
okay, given the option, let's say your phone, you could go invisible on your phone, much like you do on AIM.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever go visible on your phone?
No.
You'd only use it to call out, basically,
right? Yes.
I agree with that.
Yes, I would.
If
I'm calling you, I'm going to call you because it's really important. There's something, like, I have to absolutely talk to you about. But, like, I feel like people don't reciprocate that. Like, they call very liberally for, like, whatever. Anything. Anything and everything.
Like, what might qualify as something that you would call for?
That I would call somebody for? If there was, like, if it was, like, something that's really urgent and, it would take too long to text them, or if I'm driving and I'm trying not to text and drive now, so then maybe I would call somebody.
You're reforming yourself.
I am. I'm taking the pledge to not text, to enter the no texting.
I like to call when there's like a level of excitement necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm going to call, because I'm really excited, I want to hear somebody else excited, which doesn't convey well over text.
Oh, see, I'm a big exclamation point user, so I will convey via exclamation points, and I have people who understand that, and they'll convey the excitement back the right way.
The thing is, I used to always have, up until maybe like a year or two ago, I had a daily phone call. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a few daily phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And these would be people that I would call and just kind of shoot the shit with.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only do one at a time. Like, I can't do, like, three of these people. Like, the person you call driving home, yeah. The person you call during a smoke break,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
How many of those do you have?
I have, a lot. No. Like, how many times, like, how often in a day am I talking on the phone?
Yeah.
Like, so on my drive to work,
yeah.
I call my dad. That's my time to talk to my dad.
Okay.
I talk to my dad. My 15 minutes it takes me to get to work, I call my dad and I get to talk to my dad. And so that's that. And then usually on the way home, I might call my mom because it coincides with her being home.
Yeah.
So those are two phone calls that I
absolutely do.
Not the evening one, but every morning usually I'm talking to my dad on my drive to work. And other than that, there's nobody that I talk to like every day routinely. One of my best friends, who I'll call LKC, she and I can talk on the phone like whenever. That's not a problem. Because she's the same way I am. It's very efficient phone conversations, and we're quite happy to just chat online.
Let me ask you. So, mm-hmm. not that I necessarily do this,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you're driving. It's a 30-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
Might you call somebody in those last 10 minutes, knowing that in 10 minutes you have to leave and go inside and be like, okay, I got to go now?
No, I would do that the last, like, 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. Oh, I was being generous.
No, not 2 minutes. Because I know, because people also know, like, when I get into the garage in my basement, that my service goes out.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the prime time for me to call. 3 minutes before I get to my garage, then I can be like, hey, I'm getting into my garage. I'm going to lose you. So if I lose you, I'll catch up with you later. And then
that's
that takes
ideal.
Care. That's perfect.
You know, though, I have to say that at certain points, my feelings have been hurt when someone, their lead off is always, okay, I'm going to let you go now.
I don't say I'm going to let you go now.
I've had that said to me, and it can hurt my feelings until I realize it's just, they don't want to be on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I didn't take it as personally, and now I start doing it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I do. I don't think I do, and if I do, it's not to hurt somebody. It's just kind of, it's like a way to say goodbye, basically.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go now.
I mean, if you're going to chitter-chatter, it should be about something. Like, I feel like if you're going to call me, tell me something important.
Exactly.
Tell me something juicy.
Exactly.
Don't tell me about your day. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about how do you feel about that one?
No, I don't need to know about anyone's day.
I hate talking about people's days.
Well, because there's something so mundane. What is there to say?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So
no,
agree.
I'm
okay,
the same
I
way.
I don't know.
That's why I feel like phone.
I don't know if it's a gender thing though, because I do.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. No, because my best friend is the same way. Like, we don't need to hear about each other's days, and if we do, that's what chatting online is for. Like, you can be doing like whatever you're doing online, and like. Her message will pop up, like 15 messages, and I can read them when I want to read them, and I can respond when I want to respond. Because you have the ability to decide when you want to respond and when you don't want to respond. Whereas in a phone conversation, if somebody says something, you're obligated to like talk back, and it's not time efficient.
So basically, the phone is just not time efficient. That's your biggest problem. It's not the fact that you.
Well,
have
it's also like having to fake a level of interest.
Right.
That's
my problem.
Where like when you're online or like texting, you don't have to fake anything. Like if you don't feel like
I think the phone call is kind of like going nuclear. Like it's the last option. Like if you can't communicate in any
unless
other
it's
way,
absolutely yes, exactly.
Like, go to the phone call if just it's not working any other
way. But don't call me and I don't pick up and then text me and be like, call me back.
Nobody wants to talk to me that badly, but I understand your point.
Well, I mean, they can do that, and they do that, like because they'll know they'll be like, I don't know, call me back. It's really important, and so then I know to call them back. Like a lot of my friends will do that. They'll call me. I don't pick up. They won't leave a voicemail. They'll just text me and be like, call me back. It's important.
Okay.
And then I will. If they say it's important, I will.
How oftentimes is it actually important though?
With my friends, they know that they'll do that if it's important.
Are you the only friend who does this out of your groups? So they all make exceptions for you.
They have to.
They have to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they don't have to, but
how come they just haven't learned to adapt to your?
They have adapted. That's what I'm saying. Is like they do adapt if they want to.
You're still
reach
getting 15
me.
Phone calls a day.
Well, those are not like my really close friends. My really close friends understand how to reach me. Is text or email.
So in theory,
but like these are like people like you know just casual friends will call, Like, I have this one friend who, like, perpetually will call me, and he knows that I don't pick up the phone because he'll leave me a voice message and he'll be like, yeah, pick up the effing phone. I know you're there. Pick it up and call me back. And I won't. Like, he did that 2 days ago. He called me and asked me to meet him for lunch, and he left me a voicemail, and then I didn't pick up, and then he called back, like, 15 minutes later, and he left me another voicemail, and he's like, I'm out now. Why don't you meet me for lunch? And I haven't called him back yet because, like, I text him back. I text him. I was like, oh, sorry, I missed you yesterday. But
did he call you?
No.
Okay, he didn't call you.
No, but I'll hear it from him next time I see him. He'll be like,
that's annoying.
You little shit. On my end?
No, on his end.
Oh, well, I mean, it's annoying for me, but I guess it's not annoying in a general sense for normal people.
How do you generally feel about voicemail?
I don't think it's if you're going to leave a voicemail, leave a message that has like, that lets me know what I need to do, mm-hmm. what I need to be aware of, and what my time frame is.
Information driven.
Don't Never leave me a voicemail me and say, call me back. Like, that's bullshit.
That's true.
You know, I'm not going to call you back unless you tell me what it's about. And if you really want to reach me, text me. And I feel like I've hopefully trained people to know that that's how I am.
There's only one person on the planet that I actually leave voicemails for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's how she operates. Of like, she takes some voicemails,
uh-huh.
and my voicemails will be like, hey, you know, just saying hello, give me a call back when you get a chance.
Yeah.
Because I understand she doesn't respond to texts.
Ah.
But everybody else, I'm like, no, I'm not leaving a voicemail.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you just see the missed call, I was looking to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Call me back. Like, I shouldn't have to text you, nor should I have to leave a voicemail. I called you for a reason.
Well, but see, in the same token, like, if someone calls me and doesn't leave a voicemail, that doesn't prompt me to call them back.
It doesn't.
Anyway. No.
Because they should text you.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So it doesn't really matter if you leave me a voicemail or not. It's just I'd rather not have to, like, well, it's different now because, like, with the iPhone, you don't have to, like, go through the visual voicemail. It's different.
That's true.
But otherwise, you'd have to, like, go through and, like, listen to the whole rigmarole. And
press, that's true.
Yeah, press the buttons and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, so something that I sort of have a personal sort of issue with, it's not a pet peeve so much, but when people call and they sort of like want the catch up. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they kind of want the catch up, like, what have you been doing? That kind of thing.
If you haven't spoken to them in a while?
Yeah. And the reason I have a problem with it mainly is because I'm kind of just out there, like, you know, between my blog, my Twitter, my Facebook, my Tumblr, like, you know, I got 1,000 things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you kind of want to know what I'm doing, you could just kind of right. find out real quick.
Well, that's the whole point of these social networks.
That's
sites.
My point. Exactly.
Yeah. Whole point. Exactly. So that we can cut the crap. If you want to find out what I'm doing, check my sites.
In the past week and a half or so, you've started both a Twitter
mm-hmm.
and you've started a Tumblr. And you de-Facebooked yourself
I re-Facebooked myself.
Well,
yeah.
You de- and re-Facebook. Yeah. And, I mean, how do you feel about that? If someone's like, hey, just look at my stuff. Let's figure out what's been going on. Like,
I
is that
prefer
rude?
To do that. No, I would like, that's the beauty of these websites. Is like, so that's one good thing about Facebook is you can kind of catch up on your friends' you know, lives and
right.
not have to feel like you need to talk to them and reach out to them because a lot of what's going on in their life is just day-to-day boring stuff anyways. You can just catch up on that online. And then, you know, I mean, if there was something major going on, then that's one. That's
yeah, I feel like for the most part, what you're getting during these phone conversations is boring anyway because it's like, what have you been up to?
It's
oh,
just,
nothing. That's,
I know.
That's what everybody
it's just,
says.
It's very generic.
Nobody's
and it's
been
like,
doing anything.
No, it's very generic and it's very mundane. And I don't, you know, and, you know, your life is mundane and that's cool and that's fine. And mine probably is to you too. So we don't really need to rehash anything. And if you want to read something about me, check out my blog.
And, but see, like years ago, I mean, I used to sort of like, before it was so prevalent, like there wasn't as much social networking. There wasn't, not everybody had a blog
mm-hmm,
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems sort of selfish to sort of say, just, like, look at my social networking stuff.
Well, because...
But now everyone has.
Because we're so connected now. So that's why,
right.
if we're so connected, then go the route of most efficiency.
But then people don't
we
feel
didn't
special.
We didn't have that, like...
Because they want to be... I mean, I feel like some people, they want to be told what's been going on.
Well, I mean...
From you. Directly.
Well, that's just kind of narcissistic. Like, I have to tell you personally? No, that's the whole point of, like... Life has gotten very efficient, so why are we going back to the inefficient ways of doing things?
Like, these people are essentially Neanderthals?
Well, I feel like
they
just, they want, you're right, they want to feel special, like you told them what's going on. Like, I got the scoop from her.
I mean, it's not even about the scoop. They just like, oh, I don't have time to check in on da da da. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's my favorite is when my friends who are moms are like, well, yeah. I don't have time to check Facebook, but you have time to talk to me for 30 minutes. Like, yeah. Really? I don't understand that. I've had a lot of girlfriends be like, oh, well, you have so much time because you don't have a child. Like, I can't get on the computer and like do Facebook.
Let's correct that. You had girlfriends until this podcast. Yeah. Let's correct that for 2 seconds.
I'm anonymous though.
Right.
They can't know it's me. Right.
So
no, I've gotten that like from 2 or 3 different girlfriends. Like, I just don't have, like, I'm a mom. You don't understand. It's so busy. I can't get on Facebook.
Yeah.
So then what? How come you can talk to me for 30
minutes? It's a legit excuse. I mean, I guess.
Right? I don't think so. No? A kid has to nap, right? Get online and, like, check your... Use your phone!
But they can't because their phone is like a brick. And it doesn't do anything. Like, nobody's... Not everybody has a smartphone.
No, I think most people have smartphones now.
They do.
Well, they should.
Okay.
Get one. That's a reason to get one, then. You want to stay connected to your friends, get a smartphone.
I really have a problem with people who just sort of only use their phone as a phone and refuse to sort of use it as like a device. I mean, it's cool if you have a computer nearby.
A phone is nowadays should be for total media consumption.
Right.
Music, downloading.
Well.
Internet.
Right.
And texting and the occasional phone call.
If not the actual phone, like at least your resources, like use your laptop. Like,
right.
Your phone doesn't have to be an iPhone.
Right.
Which we both endorse.
Right.
But, heavily. Like, use your computer. Like, you own a computer.
Right. Everybody owns a computer.
And you should do it that way.
I agree. So
that really bothers me, actually.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think we should be moving towards time efficiency. Life efficiency. We want to make our lives more efficient.
Are there ever times, though, when you just, like, do you miss that long phone call? I mean...
I have it occasionally, like very occasionally, if there's a friend that I really haven't spoken to in a long mm-hmm. time, like a long time, it has to be a long time, yeah. And then we'll talk for like 2 hours, but it's like rehashing old stories, things that yeah. you can't do over text, like we'll rehash yeah. our childhood, we'll laugh about old things that, you know, old memories and stuff, but that's like, you know, it's a rare occasion and I enjoy it, but like on a daily basis, there's no reason for me to talk to somebody on a daily basis on the phone, like... Like, even, like, people I consider good friends, like, when they call me, I think I'm a pretty vocal person, and I'm good at conversation, but when you get me on the phone, it's like, I have nothing to say. Like,
I've been having that problem, too. Like, I can't talk to people
anymore. Yeah, if we can't wrap it up in 2-3 minutes, like, you're going to get awkward pauses from me, like, total lapse in me speaking, and then with the other person is usually like, what are you doing? Why are you so distracted? And then they hear me click, click, clicking away on my laptop because I'm doing...
I think, here's the thing, though. I think it's kind of bad, though, because we aim and text so much, mm-hmm. and a lot of that exchange is in question-answer format. Mm-hmm. So when I talk on the phone now, I'm only used to question-answer. Mm-hmm. Like, you ask me a question, I'll answer it. I'm going to ask you a question, you answer it.
Precisely.
But a phone is... Like, a phone conversation doesn't work like that.
They don't work like that. But I've lost that skill or that desire, maybe.
I've lost the skill.
Yeah.
Like, I only know how to talk on the phone by asking a lot of questions.
Right.
I mean, are you like that now, too? Or do you?
I'll just answer the questions. Like, okay. I don't really...
You can still conversate, right?
I'll answer the questions, but it's not like I'm not leading the conversation by asking questions. Like, because usually they'll call me and I'll be like, you know, and they'll have something to say or they'll ask me something and I just kind of give them the answers and
yeah.
it becomes very short answers on my part and it maybe insults the other person or what, but I become very distracted, and then it's like, what are you doing? Why aren't you, like...
Paying attention
or whatever. It's like, well, what do you want to talk about? Like, just, like, what was the purpose of the conversation? That's why I think texting is brilliant, because you can answer when you want to answer, and you can make it as long of an answer as you want, and the same thing with IMing. You can just... You don't have to, like, immediately feel like that conversation has to happen within that 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. You can drag a conversation on IM or text for like an hour.
And you have
that
hour.
And it's a very easy pace, and right. you can do other things in between. Other things. Yes. It's
I mean, I'm going to be. Sometimes I play video games as I'm talking on the phone. Like, that's how much concentration I don't need to talk on the phone.
Right.
Sometimes.
Exactly. I understand completely.
Okay.
Well, I'm usually doing multiple things too when I'm on the phone. I'll put the phone on speaker and I'll set it down. And I'll, you know, I'll let them talk and I'll go do my thing, you know, make my dinner, whatever.
So, here's the thing. How does this all change when you're in a relationship?
Oh, see, I don't...
Not even you specifically, but the rules of...
I don't think it should change the rules. especially in a relationship, because in a relationship it can get stale really easy. Like, how was your day?
I hate that.
What did you do? What did you have for lunch? Who cares? Why are you asking me this? But get to the point.
I've been in relationships, especially a few recent ones, where that is the main topic of conversation.
Well, then you don't have enough in common if that's what the topic of conversation
is. No, I mean, we have things in common, but I just think that's what we're trained to do. Like, you know, you get into this, like, I want to know everything you did every day. And I want to hear from you because you're the special person in my life.
Whatever happened to the mystery of maintaining a little mystery. No mystery? There should always be a little mystery.
So in a relationship, even you think that it's okay to not be on the phone and not to do all that kind of...
I don't want to talk to the person I'm in a relationship on the phone. Like, why? I'm going to... Eventually, I'll see you, like, not today, then tomorrow. We'll catch up in person. Or if there's something that you want to say to me, just text me.
Do you have a good night phone call?
No.
Good night text? Or person?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So, this person, like, you don't talk to them the rest of the day, just like a quick...
Yeah, just a quick, text. Like, yeah.
I like that. Yes, I like that. I do. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of that.
I also have a good morning text person.
You do?
Yeah.
Double time?
It's not... sometimes it's the same person, sometimes it's a different person. I definitely have a dedicated morning person, and I have a dedicated night person that I reach out to.
What does that represent? Like, what does that mean? Is that just, I'm thinking of you? Like, what is that text mean?
It's just like an I'm thinking of you. Sometimes it starts your day off, right? It's just fun to touch base with somebody. And then at the end of the day, it's kind of like, hey, I didn't speak to you all day. Like, we didn't text all day or whatever. Just like,
are you literally just saying goodnight, or are you like adding a little snippet about your day?
Like maybe like one line and then goodnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Like a summary of my day. Fair day enough. Shitty. Good night.
Day shitty. Good night.
Or, yeah.
Text you in 5 hours.
When right. Exactly. Okay. Absolutely. That's okay. Exactly what it is. But it's nice because you touch base with that person and they feel special. It's like you're the last person they're talking to. You know. So, it's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's cut the bullshit out. That's what it's about now. Cut out the bullshit.
Cut out the bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll work on that.
There's a lot of bullshit.
I don't have anybody talking to phone anymore. I mean, I've dwindled down to almost like negative.
Oh.
You know, like I don't have anybody I normally talk to.
I have two people. Yeah. And one is like at her insistence.
I've seen you on the phone a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's at this one friend's insistence.
Yeah.
Where like when you're saying like talk to someone, it's like a conversation. Like, and that's this one friend who is a phone person. She's just a phone person. She's not a text person.
Okay.
And so it's a little bit of a struggle between us. So, because I have to kind of get her used to texting and she forces me to talk to
her. Maybe we should gift her an iPhone.
She has a BlackBerry.
Oh, what's the problem then?
There is no problem. She's just not a...
She's not a texter. She's not into it.
She's a talker. And then I have another friend who, again, like if she calls me, it's like not a big deal. Because like I could... You know, I could be on my phone, she could be on her phone, and we're both watching American Idol and not saying a word to each other. Mm-hmm. It's just fine. You know, like, there's no pressure to maintain a conversation. It's just sometimes she'll, you know, she or I will call.
This sort of abnormal trait that you have, this like, avoidance of the phone, like, do your friends give you shit for it?
Yeah.
Like, they do.
Yeah.
Like, to your face.
Oh, yeah.
Or do they just complain behind the back?
No. They do to my face. But they're getting used to it now. Now they're kind of used to it. They used to get insulted and like say it like to each other, and then it would come back to me,
and then it would come back to you.
Mm-hmm. But now they kind of understand.
Now they.
Plus, I recently blogged about how I hate talking on the phone. So
that's true. You did blog about it, and I guess your public probably read it and kind of blew it up and got upset a little bit.
Well, what, like a couple of people were like, "Oh, was this about me?" And yeah, it was about you. It's about you. Everybody
if
I
you
know.
Have to ask, it's about you.
It's about everyone right? I know. I'm just trying to spread the information.
Okay. I think we're good.
Okay, I think so too.
Good night.
Don't call me.
I would never think of it. Bye-bye.